With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. This is sentencing day for Brian Koberger, a judge expected to order him to serve four life sentences without parole in the stabbing deaths of four University of Idaho students almost 3 years ago. Koberger reached a plea deal with the prosecution that took the death penalty off the table. Wall Street made a strong start this morning following word of a huge U.S. trade deal with Japan. President Trump says it may not be the last word either.
We concluded the one deal, Doug, and now we're going to conclude another one because they're forming a joint venture with us in Alaska, as you know, for the LNG. So I said we'll all do that together with Chris. Is Chris here? I don't know. Chris, right? If you could set that up, Doug, it would be great. But they're all set to make that deal now, so I think it's good. This was really the one they had to make, and we're going to make a deal with Japan on the LNG in Alaska, right?
Under terms of the deal announced last evening, 15% tariffs to be levied on Japanese imports. Japan will open its markets to American cars and trucks and agricultural products, including rice. There's a victory for women in sports.
The U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Committee has barred biological men from competing in women's sports. The committee is citing an executive order from President Donald Trump. The order, signed in February, threatens to cut funding for organizations allowing transgender athletes in women's sports. The policy is listed under the USOPC Athlete Safety Policy and follows a similar move by the NCAA earlier this year. Keith Peters, Washington.
And watching Wall Street, stocks have turned mixed. The Dow is up about 221 points, but the NASDAQ Composite Index trading 10 points lower, the S&P 13 points higher. This is SRN News. Another leading medical facility gets out of the transgender business.
Children's National Hospital in Washington, D.C. says it will no longer perform sex change operations on kids or give them drugs to help them live as the opposite sex. CNH is just the latest major hospital to make such a move following President Trump's ban on federal funding for any medical operation that facilitates an underage child's efforts to change their gender. Mr. Trump has vowed to see that no taxpayer dollars go to supporting transgenderism. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Pakistani court ordering an investigation into the abuse of the country's draconian blasphemy laws. The Islamabad High Court has told the government to form a special commission to probe allegations that the laws are often used to settle petty scores and specifically to persecute Christians. Additionally, police say there are groups that manufacture blasphemy charges against individuals, then try to extort money from them. This is SRN News. One NFL star speaks out about his contract while another is calling it a career ahead of the start of league training camps.
Two-time All-Pro linebacker Micah Parsons says he has not seen progress in negotiations with the Dallas Cowboys, but does not intend to hold out of training camp as he seeks what would likely be an NFL record contract extension. Elsewhere, Commander star receiver Terry McLaurin did not report to Washington camp on Tuesday as he seeks a new contract. 49ers wideout Juwan Jennings reported to camp as he also seeks a new deal, and Saints safety Tyrann Mathieu, a three-time All-Pro nicknamed the Honey Badger, has retired after 12 NFL seasons. I'm Geffen Kuhlbaum.
The Trump administration is withdrawing the U.S. from UNESCO, the administration accusing the U.N.'s cultural agency of encouraging anti-Semitic speech, saying U.S. participation not in America's interest. More details, SRNNews.com.